just as a quick overview, what we're going to do now is the meal. The meal is going to begin with amotzi. We'll make a blessing amotzi on two whole matzahs. Then alachilas matzah. Then we'll eat the volume of an olive of the matzah. Then we will make the blessing on the eating of the maror, and we'll eat the volume of an olive of maror. Remember that the matzah, we're now fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of eating matzah, so we eat a larger volume, the volume of an egg of the matzah. The maror is a rabbinic mitzvah so long as we don't have a paschal offering. It's just to commemorate how we once used to eat it with the paschal offering. So we can eat the smaller volume, the volume of an olive of the maror. And then we make a sandwich, because Hillel used to make a sandwich and eat it all together. Anytime we eat maror, before we eat it, we dip it into the charoses, then we shake off excess charoses, and we eat the maror. So we're going to eat matzah, then we're going to eat maror, then we're going to eat a sandwich with matzah and maror. After that, we eat the meal. Okay? Now, that's step one. After the meal, we go over to the last part of the Seder. The last part of the Seder speaks about the future, meaning you've told the child the past. And then there's a glaring question, as we mentioned earlier. The child saying, but Obama's calling the shots. What do you mean? What redemption? Explain to me what's going on here. 2 weeks ago, they finished clearing off Migron. And no one says boo. Who's calling the shots here? What do you mean? So we speak to the kid about the future. Meaning at the end of the Seder, we start talking about the future and the fact that we're still the chosen people. And the last part of the Haggadah speaks about the future. And then we go into the songs of the Seder, which are very important because children remember these songs. This is quite possibly the most memorable part of the Seder, the songs that you sing at the very end. Generally, people don't have strength for this. So we will have to decide. We'll make the amotzi now and eat. You guys are all waiting to eat. And then we'll decide if we're calling it a night and continuing Sunday, Monday, or we'll continue with the Haggadah tonight. You guys will tell me. I'm for continuing, but you'll tell me. Let's make the amotzi. Let's read the pamphlets first.